Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today, some useful language, giving contact information. You can use most of these sentences both in formal and informal contexts. If you have any questions about that, you can post them on the TP forums. I will say each sentence twice so you can repeat the second time. You will find a transcript of these sentences on the TP website at the section called Useful Language. Enjoy! Giving contact information. How do I get in touch? How do I get in touch? How can I get back to you? How can I get back to you? And we can change the modals. We can also say, how can I get in touch? How can I get in touch? How do I get back to you? How do I get back to you? When people ask you, are you on email? You can say, yes, I am. You can reach me at, and then your email address. Okay? You can reach me at, and then you say your email address. You can use, you can reach me at, with a real address if you say the number of the building, the number of the street. Like, you can reach me at 23 Gamboa Street. And you can use, you can reach me at, also with phone numbers. Remember to say the codes if that's relevant. Apart from you can reach me at, we can also use, you can reach me via email. You can reach me via email, and then say your email address. You can reach me via email. Via is pronounced via or via. We can use both pronunciations, okay? You'll find me at home after six. You'll find me at home after six. You'll find me at 28 Dawson Street. You'll find me at 28 Dawson Street. You'll find me somewhere in Oxford Street. You'll find me somewhere in Oxford Street. You'll find me at the pool. You'll find me at the pool. You'll find me at the computer. You'll find me at the computer. You'll find me at the local bar, sitting by myself, reading a thick book. You'll find me at the local bar, sitting by myself, reading a thick book. You'll find me at my blog. You'll find me at my blog. You'll find me where we used to meet before. You'll find me where we used to meet before. You'll find me at table A6. You'll find me at table A6. If you need to get in touch with me, you can reach me at, and the same options as above, as before. If you need to get in touch with me, you can reach me at. If you need to get in touch, call me at. If you need to get in touch, call me at. If you need to get in touch with us, if you need to get in touch with us, please give us a call. If you need to get in touch with us, please give us a call. If you need to get in touch with us, don't hesitate to give us a call. If you need to get in touch with us, don't hesitate to give us a call. For contact information on the members of the staff, please see attached file. For contact information on the members of the staff, please see attached file. When people write this sentence, they usually omit the definite article, because they speak like Tarzan speech. So they write down, for contact information on members of staff. Please do not hesitate to get in touch. Please do not hesitate to get in touch. Please use this form to get in touch with us. Please use this form to get in touch with us. If you've got a specific question about our services, then why not check out our website and get in touch with us? If you've got a specific question about our services, then why not check out our website and get in touch with us? This is a little bit informal, okay? If you have any questions or comments, please get in touch with us. If you have any questions or comments, please get in touch with us. Email is the best way to get in touch with me. Email is the best way to get in touch with me. The easiest way to get in touch with us is by phone or email. The easiest way to get in touch with us is by phone or email. The easiest way to get in touch with us is via phone or email. The easiest way to get in touch with us is via phone or email. Feel free to get in touch with us if you feel we can help or if you have any questions about whatever. Feel free to get in touch with us if you feel we can help or if you have any questions about whatever. You are welcome to get in touch with us if you have any questions. You are welcome to get in touch with us if you have any questions. You can contact us and then you give your information. This is for written letters. Listed below is contact information for various departments within the company. Listed below is contact information for various departments within the company. Listed below is contact information for various departments within the company. Finally, for contact information for the office of whatever, see whatever. For instance, see attached file. For contact information for the office of whatever, see whatever. For instance, attached file. Then we have some very, very common sentences that we say to people about phone calls. I'll call you later. I'll call you later. Okay then, I'll get back to you as soon as I get home. This means I'll get in touch with you, okay? Okay then, I'll get back to you later. Okay then, I'll get back to you later. Yes, we can also say, I'll phone you later. I'll phone you later. Usually people say, get back to you. Okay then, I'll get back to you when we get the order. Okay then, I'll get back to you when we get the order. Be careful, Spanish speakers, be careful because order is a false friend. The meaning of order is pedido, pedido. And to order a meal is pedir en un restaurante cuando te dan la carta, pedir la comida. And to order a takeaway is pedir comida por teléfono o allí para que te la lleven a casa. Okay, so that's it. In our next episodes, we'll learn to spell aloud names, email addresses, and numbers. Have a nice day.